Hi, imagine you were a tiny seed, smaller than your littlest toy car. What would you dream of becoming? A mighty dinosaur? A beautiful butterfly? Or perhaps a tall, strong tree? I was once a tiny seed, no bigger than a marble. And I had big dreams too. I wanted to become a banyan tree, with long, stretchy branches and leaves that danced in the wind. Let's take our magical carpet and travel back in time. Can you guess where I was born? Right here in India, the land of colorful festivals and spicy foods. You see, every tree has a birthday. Just like you have cake and balloons, I had rain and sunshine to celebrate my sprouting day. You might be wondering, how does a seed turn into a tree? Well, it's kind of like how you grow. You eat healthy food and you get taller, right? Trees need soil, water, and sunlight to grow big and strong. As I grew taller, Mother Nature became my teacher. You go to a school with balls in the playground. My school had the open sky and the earthy ground. I learned how to take in sunlight and use it to make food, a process called photosynthesis. It's like how you use crayons to create colorful drawings. Mother Nature taught me, slow and steady wins the race. I grew a little every day, reaching towards the sky while sinking my roots deep into the soil. You know, like when you practice writing your letters or tying your shoelaces and you get better and better. It's the same with trees. We grow stronger and more beautiful over time. Now let's talk about friendships. Yes, trees have friends too. Can you believe it? Animals like squirrels, birds, and humans like you became my friends. Imagine your school playground, but instead of slides and swings, there are branches and leaves. That's how my animal friends see me, a fun place to play and a cozy home to rest. A wise owl told me once, a friend in need is a friend indeed. In the heat of the summer, I provided shade for passers-by, and in the rain, my leaves were like tiny umbrellas. I feel proud and happy, just like you feel when you share your lunch with a friend who forgot theirs. As the years rolled by, I became a guardian tree for the village. Under my branches, people shared stories, and children like you played games. Grandparents sat on my roots, talking about the good old days, and little babies took their first steps on the ground I shaded. It's as I became a big, loving family's home, a place where everyone felt safe and happy. A village elder once told me, "To the world, you may just be a tree, but to this village, you are the world." His words touched my heart wood. That's the core of my being, like your heart is to you. Now, as an old banyan tree, I have many branches, and my roots are like wise old feet that have walked many miles. I have seen many seasons come and go. But my wish for you, dear little friends, is to grow strong, be kind, and take care of nature, because nature takes care of us. You see, life is like a circle, forever turning, but always connected. New seeds will grow into new trees, just like you will grow up and become amazing adults. And so, the story of the autobiography of a tree will continue, written in leaves, branches, and the happy chirps of birds that call me home. Isn't it wonderful how one small seed can become so much more? Just like you, every small act of kindness and love you show will help you grow into a beautiful person, making the world a better place for everyone. And so, my dear little friends, as the sun sets and the moon takes its place in the sky, remember, you are never too small to dream big. And you know what? Dreams really do come true.